I mean, remember, I'm a former offensive lineman. As soon as you say pizza, I get distracted.
Meals at the end of games.
Exactly.
You guys are tough. That quarterback where they take the offensive line out for like all you can eat this and all you can eat that. Your favorite days of the year.
It's a big bill. Yeah.
It's almost sad. It's like a special holiday.
All right. We got a lot to talk to you about. Thanks for joining us. And just kind of a first thought on, you know, what you've seen so far here in the season. Right now, the story of the Canadian Football League is Nathan Rourke and what he and the BC Lions are doing. You got a Canadian quarterback that in his first two games has put a two-game spot together, throwing 88%, which is the best two-game spot a quarterback has ever had in the history of the league. You have to be pretty happy about
that. Yeah, it's been fun to watch him. Obviously, you know, the story you hear talking to Rick Lalisher and he's just an incredibly nice young man. I've met him several times, incredibly nice young man. He was super hard worker, first in, last out, classic story in sports. You know, the top performers just seem to find a way to, they have another gear, they work a little harder. His teammates love him. He's humble. You know, he's just a really good story. But, you know, frankly, more broadly than that, scoring is up 9%. Two and outs are down 9%.
Not here in Ottawa, it's not.
Well, I think we will start to see scoring as offenses get a little, have to catch up to defenses early in the season. But the football's been good. Most of our games, many of our games have been the last 3 minutes, classic CFL football. So just generally, I think we're off to a really good start.
And just speaking of Nathan Rourke, if he's able to continue the success, how big is that to have that for the Canadian Football League?
Well, you know, look, I think every commissioner going back to Jay Goddard had been asked the question, you know, well, who's the next, when do we get the next Russ Jackson? Now, that's an awful lot of pressure to put on this young man. Mm-hmm. You know, Russ Jackson, there's one Russ Jackson, he happened to play here, and he's a CFL legend for a lot of reasons. But in these early days, you're seeing something pretty special happening. You combine that with, again, what I say we hear out of BC, really good young man's great foundation, super conscientious, hard worker. You know, you can't help but be excited for him and for the Lions and, frankly, for the entire CFL. But, you know, again, we're seeing great play. Jeremiah Masoli's numbers are not that far behind Nathan Rourke. So, you know, again, two really good quarterbacks playing tonight. And that's what, you know, we go back to our market research. What do fans want? The current fans and fans that have the potential to be our fans, they want to see great players playing good football. So we got two names right there, Masoli and Rourke. It's something to get excited about.
Well, in Edmonton, Trey Ford's going to start this week, and another Canadian quarterback. So on Canada Day weekend, two Canadian quarterbacks starting for their CFL teams. It's been pretty amazing to watch. More broadly, Commissioner, last week, and sometimes this is difficult with stats just because you can't take into the RDS French numbers, but the most watched game of last week on television, it's always Saskatchewan, right? It's Saskatchewan against anybody else. Right. That's always the number one game. Well, the number one game last week was BC and Toronto in a 44-3 game. Two markets that, you know, we talk about the health of the league that people have talked about for a long time being, you know, an important part of the health of the league. That has to be fantastic to you, that in a blowout game, two markets that people are worried about, that's the most watched game of the weekend, and it's more than likely because of the quarterback.
Well, you know, again, it is exciting, and you know, the energy we're feeling as, again, you go to BC, you spend some time with Amar Doman, and you realize this is a very special person with a very special family. He's asked about the future as him and the owner. He says, I'm going to own this team until the day I die. He's that level of just commitment to, you know, his family having the team and doing something special. I think we're seeing that merging, that story, that energy, that theme. You know, we see it here in Ottawa, John Ruddy, Roger Greenberg, and the ownership group of OSEG. We're seeing that energy emerging. I think after 2 years of, you know, very, very difficult years, not just for football, not just for the CFL, but for the world at large, I think we're seeing people emerge with this kind of passion to do big things. Got a lot of those people around our league. And I think that will pay dividends over a period of time. I'm excited about what Amar is doing in BC, but frankly, I go across all nine CFL markets and tell you I'm excited about the future of the CFL.
what are your early impressions of the rule changes? I know that you were just discussing the offense having to catch up to the defenses, but the rule changes, moving the hashes in, what are your early impressions?
Yeah, you know, I am seeing signs, you know, that it's going to pay off for us. I think you look at, two and outs are down. I've been watching, and I think if you watch the games, you'll see that the short side running game is improved. I think it's now there's a lot of field out there. That Will linebacker is on an island, so there's a lot of ground to cover out there. You know, I forget the receiver. It was a Montreal receiver on the wide side of the field. This is his third year as the starting, the Zed wideout. He caught his first touchdown pass. Well, I think it's because now that the hash is moved in, he's now actively part of the receiving package and part of the play package. Whereas we know many of our coaches said that Zed receiver on the wide side was really more a decoy than anything else. So he gets his first touchdown, and you think, well, that's kind of cool. After in his third year, he gets his first touchdown pass, and he's on the wide side at the wideout spot. So just lots of little signs that things are coming together. Again, it's early. You can't make a meal off of 2 weeks, but there are really good reasons to be excited about what's going on in our game. And again, expect a really great game here in Ottawa tonight.
So lots to ask you about. I want to get this because I've asked Dave Naylor and a whole bunch of people. Just the beginning of the season, is there a thought to have the Grey Cup champions open up the season no matter who wins and no matter where it is? Like this year we did not have that, and Winnipeg was the second game of the year. Is there a thought to maybe put that into place?
Yeah, you know, we met with TSN last Friday, and we had a strategy session. And one of the things we talked about is maybe coming at scheduling a little bit differently. One of the ideas that I really like is that we bring the team presidents together along with TSN and the league office team that does scheduling. And we have a kickoff meeting to talk about scheduling. And one of the ideas that we said we should put on the table is you got to have that kickoff game. And that should probably be your Grey Cup champion. And, you know, if possible, having them play their Grey Cup opponents. So I think there's really good ideas. The bottom line is there's a desire to get the teams more involved in a pre-scheduling conversation. So we're all on the same page. Get TSN more involved in the pre-scheduling conversation. Have a, you know, kind of put a lot of ideas on the table, and then see if we can't come up with a schedule that really stimulates the kickoff of the season in a big way. We're looking for more event-style games. Obviously, we're looking forward to Touchdown Atlantic coming up in a couple of weeks' time. That's going to be a big deal. It was sold out in an hour. Great to go to the East Coast and have a big game there. But we're looking for a way to maximize the value of our schedule, give fans something, you know, to be really excited about in each CFL market. So there's some really good energy around upgrading our scheduling process.
I'll take that as a yes.
And speaking of the schedule,
I could have said that and we could have gone and had some pizza.
Speaking of the schedule, and I know our play-by-play guy, AJ Jakubek, would be upset if I didn't ask this.
Oh, yeah. He's not happy about this.
Thoughts this year and just going forward, this year every team's not going to play every team home and home. Just thoughts on maybe that and going forward, if we'll see a return of each team playing everyone at least home and home.
Well, you know, what I want to do, we're very focused on a long-term strategy to get to our 10th team. You know, somebody, we brought in an investment banking group to do some analysis for us, and they said, expansion is critical to the league's future. You can't get to 12 until you get to 10. And then once you get to 10, now you got that balance. You have five teams in the East, five teams in the West. You get that balance, and now scheduling becomes easier. Scheduling in a nine-team league and an odd number of teams is more difficult than even. So we're focused on how do we get there, and we're doing a lot of work right now on a strategy for how we get that 10th team. We like Atlantic Canada for sure, and everyone wants to see that happen. But we have to look at other markets to see if there's potential for us to expand in other CFL markets to make sure that we can, because again, once you achieve the even number of teams, scheduling becomes easier, and then it opens up the door to all kinds of possibilities to make sure that our schedule is optimized.
What would some of those other markets be if it wasn't Atlantic Canada?
Well, Quebec City is part of a conversation. You know, what the Rouge et Or have done at Laval is special. It's a great program. Mr. Tanguay, who owns the Rouge et Or, has done something special there. And I, you know, again, haven't had this conversation with anyone. This is just us doing some brainstorming.
Yeah, for sure.
But Quebec City is definitely, you know, I think needs to be part of the conversation. You got Halifax, you got Moncton. Both of those cities should be part of the conversation. Bottom line is, we have to be thinking about our future and how do we grow and expand? How do we get to that next level of success and continue to push the envelope? That's one of the things I'm enjoying about our governors. There's a real feeling that we are able to start thinking about how we push each other to look at how do we do things bigger and better and grow the Canadian Football League.
Commissioner Randy Ambrosi of the CFL, we thank you for your time. Great for you to be able to stop by and answer some questions. And should be a great night of football. This is a game I think a lot of people are looking forward to here tonight.
Well, I'm going to try to tuck myself into a corner and actually watch the game tonight because I think it's going to be special too. Again, guys, thanks for your great support and, you know, best wishes to you and your families. And happy Canada Day.
Thanks, yeah, you too.
It's going to be a great weekend. Commissioner of the Canadian Football League, Randy Ambrosi, thank you for your time. And you know what? That's going to